This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد ومن وراء. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now we reach the end of this section on التعارض والترجيح والتوقف. We talked about عام عام خاص خاص عام خاص وخاص عام. Now he says, رحمه الله نفعنا الله عز وجل بعلمه في دارين آمين يا رب. Says, وإن كان أحدهما عاما من وجه وخاصا من وجه. Meaning, you have these two texts, right? And part of the text is عام and part of the text is خاص. فيخص عموم كل واحد منهما بخصوص الآخر. يا سلام. It's very important. So if you have a text, right? Two texts. And part of it is عام and part of it is خاص. The second text, part of it is عام and part of it is خاص. فيخص عموم كل واحد منهما بخصوص الآخر. I wish, سبحان الله, مسكين, I wish we had, you know, the kind of money to hire people to do graphics for you because it's very important. But unfortunately, everyone today is watching YouTube to hear people talk about other people instead of to hear people talk about Allah and the deen, understanding التفقه في الدين. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. العلم صار يتيما. What he's saying is, if you have one text, right, and the second text, and this text has an am, and this text has an am, this text has a khas, and this text has a khas, you're going to take the khas from this one, the second text, and apply it to the am of the first. You're going to take the khas of the first text and apply it to the am of the second. Just think about it, the axiom. Unless they're both weak, I would talk about that in the future. But al-am yukhassas. A great example is the hadith of Abu Umama al-Bahiri radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet said, إِذَا كَانَ الْمَالُ قُلَّتَيْنِ لَا يُنَجَّسْ. That if water reaches 2.5 liters, it cannot be defiled. The first part of the hadith is khas, 2.5. The second part of the hadith, it cannot be defiled, is am. So khas, am. Take the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-ma'u la yunajjisuhu shay. Water. This is am, not qullatayn, not 2.5 liters. Water. La yunajjisuhu shay'un agrees actually with the first text that nothing can defile it. Illa. Except, he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma ghalaba ala rihihi wa ta'mihi wa lawni. Except with what overcomes its smell, its taste, or its color. The second part of the second hadith is khas. So pay attention. If water reaches 2.5 liters, it's khas. Nothing can defile it, is am. Water is am. Nothing can defile it except that after the illa is khas. So think about it. If we take both the hadith and try to make them work, قلتين, water. قلتين, 2.5 liters, water. The second hadith, according to the Shafi'iyya, not the Malikiyya, not us, is going to be impacted by 2.5 liters. So the second hadith is understood, الماء إذا بالا قلتين can never be defiled unless the second hadith, إلا ما غلب على ريحه وطعمه ولونه, is the khas, which is going to impact the first hadith. When the Prophet said, if the water reaches 2.5 liters, nothing can pollute it. Nothing can pollute it is now going to be made khas with إلا ما غلب على ريحه وطعمه ولونه. Ajeeb. Look at the work of the fuqaha and the asuliyin. As for the Malikis, we don't accept the first hadith because we consider it weak. So we do tarjih, not al-jam in this instance. ساداتنا الشافعية they do الجمع، ساداتنا المالكية هنا they do الترجيح. الترجيح خلاص الحمد لله we finished now the section on تعارض. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى يوفقنا إلى ما يرضاه سبحانه وتعالى وبارك الله فيكم. Next time we'll begin our discussion on الإجماع إجماع. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.